Well, it's very, very windy and a bit chilly this morning at Heartroot. It rained all night and the snow is disappearing as you watch it, as the earth reappears from under the snow. It's quite magical. There's lots of ducks and geese and all manner of birds. You might hear Arthur again. He's out there. It was very, very powerful for me yesterday. I was so physically aware of the heart connection, the web of heart connection. And of what a pleasure and an honor it is to be connected in this way. It's maybe not so much the time for us now to be gathering a lot, but rather because each one of us is a bit like an acupuncture needle on the grid of the earth. Sometimes we have to stay where we are, conscious of being anchored in the earth and reaching out to the multiverse as our vertical anchoring connection, and then horizontally reaching out to the whole web of heart connection around the planet, to the grid, that crystalline sparkling grid of energy, and the warm, sweet, golden grid of love and heart connection all around the planet. And so, I'm so incredibly grateful to be doing this and to be connected with you. So smile. Breathe deeply to become present to this now, this now in space-time. Become aware of the sensation of breathing. Feel your awareness and your breath woven together. Together they dance inside your body, and you feel your body expand and contract with the waves of life and energy and light that flow through you. Feel your whole body expand and contract with this ocean of light flowing through you. Become aware of the tension that you hold in your face, of the mask that we put on when we go out into the world, to ensure ourselves that we're acceptable. Responsible. Not too different. Let the muscles in your face relax. Let the mask dissolve. Here you're safe. You don't have to pretend. You can be who you are. As you let the muscles in your face relax, you feel the joy of being able to be who you are. Become aware of any tension that you hold in and around your eyes. We use our eyes to judge the world with judgments that we've inherited, that we learned. Judgments that are meant to keep us safe from everything that could be dangerous. We've learned that we have to be critical, alert, suspicious. We have to look at the world in this way. See if you can relax the muscles around your eyes. Relax your eyes to look at the world more softly, more gently. We've learned that innocence and naivete are foolish. That we have to use our judgment in looking at the world. We have to be careful. And so we throw out arrows and darts. Carefully judging everything, trying to see everything before it happens. Relax your eyes. Soften your look out onto the world. And strangely enough, this softening allows for clarity. It's not necessarily the piercing look that sees clearly, because it's seeing through fear. As we observe the world with softened eyes, we can see connection. We can see beauty, we can receive the world. Rather than keeping it at bay. Relax your eyes and receive the beauty of the world. And you feel your whole face softening, relaxing, becoming more free. And you become aware of the little muscles on either side of your neck and the tension that you hold there. This is where our beliefs, our learning lives, about the direction we ought to take, where we should go, what we should be doing, what's appropriate for us. Feel the tension that you hold there. Breathe into this area with your awareness and your breath. allowing any memories and beliefs to arise that you hold there, perhaps things that were told to you and told to you and told to you. Let them arise from these muscles where they live. And exhale what no longer serves and what you're able and willing to release at this time. Inhaling into these little muscles and exhaling what you're able and willing to release at this time. Become aware of any difference there is between the left and the right side. The left side dealing with home, and the right side, which is our path out in the world. Relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. Allowing your neck to become more and more free and flexible. You become aware that you're walking in a garden, a beautiful garden, manicured, all of the grass absolutely even, not a blade of grass out of place, sculpted geometric forms of creatures and shapes, intricate bushes and plants, flowers, all sculpted to create images, pictures, sculptures. Everything has been so carefully taken care of. You can feel the work of generations of hands and intentions in this incredible garden. Plants have been placed beside each other to make pictures. Shrubs, bushes, pruned to make intricate, labyrinthine forms. You are amazed at the creativity, the work that's gone into this garden. You walk around and absorb the colors and the shapes, and you're full of gratitude as you realize that this garden has been created for you by all of your ancestors. This is a place where you can feel safe, where all of the walkways are wide, where you can only be pleasantly surprised. You feel safe and grateful. What a gift your ancestors have given you. And you feel the expansiveness of this garden. You walk around and absorb the colors. Observe all of the different so carefully chosen plants and flowers. Observe as you walk around. Everything perfectly balanced, ordered, you feel an underlying sense of rules, of the way things have been done and they will always be done. And you become aware that this garden is living in your chest as you walk around. And you become called in a certain direction, and you walk southward, you walk downward. There's a faint slope you notice, and down at the bottom of the garden, you begin to feel tense, you begin to feel uncomfortable. And you come across a wall, a wall. And you can tell by the feeling of this wall that there's danger on the other side. There's something your ancestors wanted to protect you from. And you see the wall as your inner vision shows it to you. It might be brick or stone or barbed wire. Feel it and see it. Feel it and see it in your body. And you walk along the length of the wall, looking for a way through, but not quite sure you really want to. And you find a small way through, you allow your inner vision to show you. And you slip through. Looking backward to the security, the safety, the order. And you slip through to the other side. And on the other side, you find yourself in a jungle. An explosion of plant life and birds. And you see in the depth, the dark, you see the glistening of animal eyes. Chaos all around you. Vines and trees and flowers. Sounds and smells, a riot of life. It's scary. It's chaotic. There's a tiny footpath, and you carefully begin to walk along it. And you stop. And you inhale the scents. And you see the riot of life around you, the chaotic tumble of life, of the vines and flowers and trees and birds and creatures. Standing still and silent, you absorb it. You observe and absorb the colors and the sounds, the smells of all sorts. And you begin to see that there is order in this chaos. You see spirals first, spirals everywhere. There's nothing in a straight line. Everything swirls and moves. And you see and feel it and absorb it. And you notice that you are in a community of collaboration. You notice that every single being is supporting all the others. There are creatures and plants who are dying in their bodies return to the earth to feed the others. And you see huge trees, straight and strong, giving shade to the plants underneath and the creatures underneath who require it, and supporting vines that create little pathways. Creatures. You begin to perceive this family, this community of interdependence and collaboration. And you begin to relax a little bit. You begin to breathe a little more freely with less fear. And you walk, still cautiously, along this footpath, sometimes having to duck underneath trees or vines, sometimes stopping for birds or creatures to cross the path. Absorbing the colors and the scent. And bit by bit, you become aware that you are not a stranger here. And you're not even a visitor, but you're part of this family. Part of this community. And you relax. You relax. And you feel armor falling off of you that you didn't know was there. And you feel able to become exactly what you are. Perhaps you have wings, perhaps you have clawed paws. Perhaps you're a loving human being. A part of this splendor and magnificence. You feel the earth under your feet. You feel the warmth of the earth under your bare feet. And you know that you're with your family. That these too are your relations. And you create your path as each step is taken with joy, with faith. Hey.